Survival Radio Network, the network you can't live without. I'm your host, C. Nathaniel Brown, a.k.a. Chuck B. Thank you for joining us tonight for what is going to be a fantastic show. I promise you that. We have two amazing guests that are going to be joining us tonight to share some spoken word poetry with us. Trust me, when I tell you these two people are phenomenal, I'm not just building them up because they're on the show. It's because I believe it. Before we get to them, I want to go over a couple of things with you just as a matter of updating. If you were with us last week, we talked a little bit about the fundraiser or fundraisers that we're going to do for the Glass family who lost four children in a fire a couple of weeks ago. We do have the information for the first fundraiser that we're doing. We're doing a bowling outing. It's going to be on February the 2nd from 10:30 to 12:30 p.m. If you want more information about that, you can always contact me directly. It's also posted in the group for Fellas Night Out Radio, as well as a page that we set up specifically for the fundraisers. And you can go to facebook.com/Glass Family Fundraiser. So that's Glass Family Fundraiser, and you can get more information about the first fundraiser that we're doing, and there will be other fundraisers as well. So please help out and support. It's a very tragic situation, and we just want to make sure we do our part to give back and help out if and when we can, and we can all do something. So if you can't do anything financially, if you can't attend the event, make sure that you're praying for the family, sending words of encouragement as well. Whatever you can do to help, it's much appreciated. So I thank you in advance for that. Also, there are some other information in the group. So if you're not in the group already, make sure that you go on and join the group so you can make suggestions for future shows. You can comment on the current shows or get additional information. We have people that are posting things that you might be interested in as well, such as upcoming events. There's a post in there about planning your Super Bowl party, so just some tips in there for you as well. Want to give a shout out to Darlene McCoy and Pastor Sabrina McKenzie. Hope you ladies are listening. Thank you for your inspiration this morning on the radio show as well. And for the new TV show, we'll talk a little bit about that next week with Pastor McKenzie as well. But thank you, ladies, for listening and supporting, and we'll definitely continue to do the same thing for you. Well, as I mentioned, we have this great show coming up. We have with us Hank Stewart and Kadisha Soul Scribe Taylor, who are going to bless us with some of their fantastic talent. So before we do that, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk first with Mr. Hank Stewart. Stay right with us.
If you have been feeling insecure, weak, stressed out, uncertain, and with no energy, then please allow me to introduce you to the Personal Excellence Profile. The best. The PEP is the superstar. It shows a profile of individual excellence in 12 vital abilities. By elevating these 12 abilities, the individual's team, family, institution, state, or government will have the capacity to move out of and to rise up into higher levels of being, higher levels of excellence, higher levels of living. It's time for all of us to show up more confident, poised, sharp, savvy, and dynamic with great energy. It's time to get your pep on. As always, you can connect with Chloe and experience the Personal Excellence Profile by visiting www.chloetaylorbrown.com.
More and more people are making their purchases online, and their number one resource is ShopSquare.com. At ShopSquare.com, they're committed to excellence and top-notch customer service. ShopSquare.com is empowering customers just like you by providing them with the best details online anytime. If you're looking for electronics, home decor, home appliances, sporting equipment, collegeware, or fashion, ShopSquare.com is where you'll want to be. Go to www.shopsquare.com or give us a call at 877-659-0807. That's 877-659-0807.
Okay, we're back. If you're just joining us, you're here with us on Fellas Night Out right here on the Survival Radio Network. Before we go to Mr. Hank Stewart, wanted to let you know that the Survival Radio Network Business of the Week is Cake Cafe in Atlanta. The owner is Audra Tippett. I hear some great things about it. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to try it yet, so hopefully somebody can go and get some of those cupcakes and then swing them by so I can get a little taste of it. And if you mention that you heard about it right here on Fellas Night Out or on the Survival Radio Network, you'll get half off a dozen of cupcakes. So make sure you take advantage of that. If you need the number, the telephone number is 404-284-0106, and it's located at 368 Candler Road in Atlanta. So, as I mentioned, we have Mr. Hank Stewart with us. He's a phenomenal poet, a smooth brother, somebody that I looked up to when I first heard him. We'll talk a little bit about that. But he's with us right now. Mr. Stewart, are you with us? Mr. Stewart, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now. Appreciate you being here with us. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm going to tell you a couple of things that you probably don't know.
Okay.
I kind of gave you a nickname.
Okay.
We're going to now call you Hank Skate Stewart, and that basically just means that, you know, you're a smooth brother. Everybody knows when you're in the room, you just kind of like glide around, so it's like smooth skating around the room, man. So, thank you again for joining us. It's a pleasure having you here, and I'm sure the listeners are going to be thrilled with what we have to talk about tonight.
Okay.
So first, let me just get started, and you can just tell us a little bit about yourself and as far as how you got started with your writing and your poetry.
Man, that's a long story right there. I've been doing poetry for about 20, almost 22 years now. It'd be 22 years November the 5th this year. And I've been writing for, you know, like I said, I've been writing for a while, but have always enjoyed, you know, being involved in the community. So we kind of tied the two together, writing and community. I started writing November the 5th, 1991. Never forget it. I was a manager at UPS, working third shift at UPS. And I came home that morning. It was about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. Never forget this. And I went to bed, got up about 5 o'clock, turned on the news because I had a meeting to go to at work. Turned on the news, and the news was the news. Murder, carjacking, inflation, the typical things you would hear on the news. The weather came on, and it was talking about floods and tornadoes out in the Midwest. It was really bad that particular day and week. And I'm a sports fanatic. I'm that brother who could look at sports like ESPN like all day long. But that day, Magic Johnson declared he was HIV positive. I had never in my life seen the news that bad. And I start just, you know, scribbling on a piece of paper. And the very first poem that God ever blessed me with was something very simple, but it was very profound. And the poem said, "Lord, there's times when nothing is going right. Lord, there's times I can't find anything good to talk about. Lord, there's times when I cry, I wonder, do you hear me? Lord, there's times I've fallen, and I wonder, did you see me? Can you hear me, Lord? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Just give me a sign." And very softly he spoke to my heart. He told me about Calvary, and this is what he said. He said, "Hank, do you know they slapped me across my face because I heard your cry? They pierced me in my side because I heard your cry. They spit on me because I heard your cry, and I died on a Friday because I heard your cry. But I rose on a Sunday because I heard your cry. Now, my child, you have it all simply because I heard your cry." And that was the first thing that I ever wrote, and I've been writing ever since.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. It's probably going to, you know, my first poem was, "I don't like chicken. I don't like rice. I like you because you are nice."
Mm.
So how does that, you know... In comparison to yours, that was very profound, and I appreciate you sharing that story with us. Now, do you still get your inspiration and motivation the same thing just by the news and watching things around you?
Yeah, life. I mean, there are so many things happening in life. I mean, when I hear a poet or a writer or a spoken word artist say they can't find anything to write about, I'm like, wow, you must be dead, because inspiration is all around us. I mean, the birds, the sun, the women, God, our history. It's just so much to write about, you know. And I don't write daily like I used to. I have hundreds of poems right now. But I get an opportunity to, you know, to listen and to other great poets. And, you know, it's a great place to be. It's a fun place to be.
Okay. Now, I know you mentioned merging the poetry and the community and things like that. Tell the listeners about some of the things that you're involved in. We know that you put on a lot of events and you do a lot of things in the community, but just share a couple of things with us that maybe the listeners don't know about yet.
Well, the thing that is probably closest to my heart is the Stewart Foundation. It's a foundation we started about 7 years ago, and that's near and dear to my heart. We have kids. And we're in a couple of schools. We get an opportunity to do a lot of leadership training with our young people. Our year is broken up into a fiscal year, August through July. The first quarter, August, September, October, we work with our kids on health and wellness and financial wellness. Put the video games down, put the phones down, get outside and play kickball and climb a tree and run and skate. You know, our second quarter is our community service quarter, which we just completed, and that's November, December, and January. And we encourage, you know, we take our kids to feed the homeless at the Atlanta Day Shelter. We have them to do a lot of cleaning up around another shelter called Gilgal, and they just participated in the Martin Luther King Youth Conference this past weekend. And our next quarter will be our educational quarter, February, March, and April. Black History Month, we focused on just the contributions that we made as people. In the month of March, we kind of focus on women's contributions for Women's History Month. And then in April, we do a lot of CRCT prep, high school graduation, and we put on a career day. This year is at Columbia High School, and it's on the 18th of April. And we invite, you know, all of the speakers. If you have interest in coming out and speaking to our kids, definitely you can send us a message. Go to our, you know, Stewart Foundation, thestewartfoundation.com, and send us a message. Or you can like our Facebook page, the Stewart Foundation. And we would love to have you as a speaker. And then our last quarter is our etiquette quarter, where we teach kids about social etiquette. You know, what to and not to put on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Then we have a table etiquette, where we teach them the proper way to sit at the table, eat, which fork to use, things of that nature. And then they put their own white linen affair on in July, as well as we do a lot of voter registration with our kids. They get out and register voters. So we got a lot of activities in the community.
Okay. Now, how important is it for, you know, the average person? You know, maybe there aren't people that do the things that you do or some of the other people that are around you, but how important is it in life today with so much going on for everyone to get involved and to do their part?
You know, I'm afraid of people who don't get involved in their community, folk who just kind of take, you know, and we all have a responsibility. Some people are in front of the camera, some people are behind the camera, but there's something for all of us to do. I think it's very important. I mean, you can be a mentor, mentee, you know, you can actually, you know, help out in some things. You can, I mean, it's really a situation where I think our community is declining because good people are doing nothing, you know, and we've got to make sure that that we impart and still pour into our young people today. A lot of our young people are lost, and part of it is because they're not getting the training at home with their family, or, you know, the community is not what it used to be. So we've really got to make sure that we invest in our community. If you look at the communities that are thriving and vibrant, look at the community involvement in it. Look at the community involvement. So I think it's very important that we all get involved.
How much do you write about things like this topic that are dear to your heart? Do you often write about it, or do you try to steer away from that and just concentrate on doing the community service and writing about other things, or do you kind of really incorporate those things together?
I write on inspiration. There's times where I've had, you know, I've been requested or hired to, you know, commissioned to write a piece of poetry, but I try to write on the inspiration. I write about it often, to be honest with you. I wrote a piece not too long ago that's entitled "Just Be Patient," and "Just Be Patient" is about, you know, our community is going to hell in the hat basket, and the Caucasian community is saying, "Don't worry about them, just be patient. They'll kill each other off." But I just wrote a piece recently that's dealing with a man being ready to commit to a woman. So it's called "I'm Ready." By the way, a shameless plug: you can go out and pick it up on hankstewart.bandcamp.com, hankstewart.bandcamp.com, and you can purchase and download a poem, and you can help out the Stewart Foundation out. Again, out that is very simple: Hank, H-A-N-K, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, dot van, as in boy, B-A-N-D, camp, C-A-M-P, .com.
Definitely. Everyone who's listening, definitely make sure you go and check that out and support what this brother is doing. In case you're just joining us, we're here on Fellas Night Out talking with Mr. Hank Stewart, poet extraordinaire and just a genuine, down-to-earth, humble, committed brother, and we appreciate that. Those of you who are in the chat room, we appreciate you hanging out with us there. Those that are commenting in the group and text messaging and emailing, we really appreciate your support. And I know Mr. Stewart appreciated it as well, as he's sharing with us his gift and sharing the community service that he does as well, so that we can all get involved. Well, I want to tell you, the first time I met you and the first time that I heard you perform, it was probably 2 years ago, and it was at an event that Tommy Ford was doing.
Okay.
And you performed it.
Mm.
And it was like, it was just phenomenal, the way that you captured the entire audience, the way that you delivered it. Now, I'm a poet myself. I, you know, did some poetry, published a book in 96, and it was called "I Always Put the Seat Down." We'll talk about that some other time. But, you know, I've never done spoken word per se. I've done some readings before it became spoken word, and, you know, it's more theatrical, if you will. And I watched you when you performed that, and I was like, man, I'm retiring from, you know, poetry altogether, because this brother is just like, he's got it on lock. But what I want to do is I want to take a quick minute, and we're going to play it for the listeners so they can hear it. And then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. If you guys are listening and you want to call in, you want to ask Hank Stewart a question or a comment, you can call in at 917-932-1078. And we'll be right back after we listen to "It" by Hank Stewart. So stay with us.
Something very special about her. Something really unique. Not the kind of special you see as strange or weird or that. She's some sort of freak. You see, she had what we would call it. And her it is extraordinary. It's got me tripping, I must admit. What is it? Well, I'm glad you asked. But let me suggest something, fellas. If you ever see it and it's available, do yourself a favor and make her your wine. You see, it is confidence, it's an air, it is pride. It knows how to handle adversity. It takes things in stride. Now, I'm talking about it. It cannot be inherited, nor is it willed, and it's not genetic. Just because your mother had it doesn't mean that it will grace you. I promise you, I've seen some ladies who thought they had it, and they didn't have a clue. Now, I'm still talking about it. It knows when to speak and it knows when not to say a word. It is like Dom Perignon or Godiva chocolate. You see, it is preferred. It knows which fork to use. It frequents plays. It doesn't raise hell. Instead, it chooses to pray.
When she smiles,
you see when she smiles,
you see it.
You see it.
When she laughs,
when she laughs, you hear it.
You hear it.
Favorite, my brother. My wife just typed up somewhere that that's good, but to see you and hear you perform it live, it's just it's even better. So if you ever get a chance to go and see Hank Stewart perform live, definitely make sure you take that opportunity to do that. It will certainly bless you. And by the way, if you haven't seen the video for it, the video is also posted on the group page, so the Fellas Night Out radio group page. It's there, and you can also check it out on YouTube as well. Are you there, Mr. Stewart? We have a caller.
Yeah,
to go to the...
Yeah, and I want to definitely give props to Michael L., who's my musical director, man. He pulled that whole thing together. I did the poetry, but he made the poetry come to life, so I wanted to give him a shout-out, too. But, yeah, I'm here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was phenomenal. You guys did a great job on that. We have a caller that wants to say hello. It's a caller from 404 area code. Last four digits are 0798. Are you with us, caller?
I am.
All right. You're on the air?
Yeah, so this is actually Dichotomy. I am Hank Stewart's mentee. So I wanted to make sure that I called in. He talked about the importance of the community, and really I think it's important for people to know the impact that he has. So a lot of the things that he's saying, he's talking about, he's not for show. You know, behind the scenes, there are a lot of things that he does that a lot of people aren't even aware of. You know, I'm someone that he has taken, you know, under his wing and kind of, you know, showed me the way both, you know, poetically as well as, you know, community service. A lot of things that I do now is a direct result of the impact, you know, that he's had on me. So I wanted to make sure that I called in, let him know I was listening, appreciative for everything that he's done, not just for the poetry community, but for the community as a whole, and to tell him to keep up the good work and keep leading by example, because we're definitely following in your footsteps.
Man,
right.
Chuck, that dude that just called,
he is,
you know, he I get more credit than I deserve. For Dichotomy is an incredible poet, and
yes, he
asked me to be his mentor. That was easy. That was an easy task because he was already there. You know, he was already there and loved his work the very first time I heard his work. And you know, and that's the thing that I enjoy about, you know, about poetry is that you can enjoy somebody else's work. It doesn't have to just be about your work. You know, you can enjoy other poets, and we got Soul Scribe. She's coming up next, and you know, we got you know, Amendment 13. He's an incredible poet, and you know, Journey, and there's some incredible poets out here, up and coming poets who are working hard, and you know, and thank you for creating a platform like this. Thank you for opening up the airwaves that other poets can come in and share their work as well. So. We got to commend you on that, you know, creating a platform for other people to kind of express themselves. So thank you.
My pleasure. And Dichotomy, we do appreciate you calling in, and we'll definitely have you on the show as well so you can share with us because you are a phenomenal poet as well. We definitely, you know, weren't trying to slight anybody because there are some phenomenal poets. We just grabbed a representation for you. So we'll definitely have you on as well. Thank you for calling in. And we do have another caller, and we have a request as well. So we'll get to the request in a second. But we have a caller with the last four digits, 6204. Caller, are you there? So 404, 6204, the last four digits. Okay, well, they're not there right now. We'll try to come back to them. Before we go to this request that someone posted online that I'll throw out for you, they said that people aren't ready for it, but we're going to give it a shot and see if they're ready. I want to ask you about what Dichotomy was saying, you know, how you pour into other people as well. What is it like for that transition to help other people learn the craft, to develop it, to really put their stuff out there? We know that you were doing several different platforms. What is it like in the community in general when it comes to spoken word and helping other people and getting other people's stuff out there?
Well, let me just say it was done with me. You know, Joyce Littell, who used to be the host of the Choir Storm on you know locally here on V103, created a platform for me. You know, it's my responsibility. It's paying it forward. I mean, I think that Dichotomy doesn't owe me anything. I owe him everything because. I have to create a platform for him, and it's his responsibility to create a platform for someone else. So to me, I don't look at it as if I'm doing someone a favor. I'm looking at it. I'm doing it as it's my responsibility. If you know, it's a shame if the poets have to come behind me and hold the same road. You know, there should be a path that they can follow, and they can also create their own, but. It's just, I think it's criminal for a poet to have to come behind me and then have to knock down the same doors that I had to knock down. I mean, those doors should be open for them now. And so, you know, I think it's just our responsibility. I think we've gotten away from that whole paying it forward and finding mentors and mentees and helping them to advance and do things just the right way. And so, again, like I said, Dichotomy owes me absolutely nothing, but I owe him everything. Soul Scribe, I owe her nothing. I mean, she owes me nothing. I owe her everything. Like my child, my son, he didn't ask to be here. I owe him everything. I need to make sure that he gets a good education. He has food, you know, shelter and clothing. You know, that's my responsibility as a parent. So we've got to start flipping the script on this thing. We need to look in the mirror and see all and make sure we're doing everything we can to make our community better. I am the change I want to see. That's the bottom line. I'm the change that I want to see.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. I love it. Thank you again for everybody who's in the chat room participating on the event pages, sending text messages and emails. You are definitely helping us have a great show, and I'm sure Hank appreciated it as well. But I want to go to this request. They say that, you know, the listeners aren't ready for it, so we're going to put it out there and see if they're ready for it, because Tanya Thompson says she's ready for it, so I'm thinking everybody else is ready too. The request is for you to do a damn moment.
A damn moment. Something came across me that I can't explain. It was this feeling, all, it wasn't pain, it was like a light bulb just came on. Kind of like after a long night and then there's the break of dawn, I just had a damn moment. Fellas, you know what I mean, when this fine sister passes you in a pair of PZI jeans, or if she's wearing the dress, and if it catches her in the right angle, okay, at the right time, with the right wind, should you consider yourself blessed or a damn moment? It could leave you scratching your head. It would make you feel in this deep conversation, lose your train of thought, and forget everything that was said. Now, a damn moment could come at almost any time, like we in the car at the doctor's office, or if you're at the grocery store just standing in the line. And if you're not careful, a damn moment could come in some of the most awkward times of your life, like when you're at work in a meeting or at church, or this fine sister passes you at the restaurant while you're having dinner with your wife, or a damn moment. It could almost make a grown man cry. Especially when she's about this tall, this size, and she sits across her legs and you get a glimpse of those thighs, or a damn moment. You would never forget the color of her hair, if she was standing or how she sits, and if it's your lucky day, the two of you would catch each other's eyes. Now, I've never taken drugs before, but in a damn moment, I now understand the high. You see, in a damn moment, you don't care where she's from, her education, if she's the president of the PTA. You don't care if she has siblings, where she works, if her name is Lucy or Faye. You don't care if she shops at Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Tribeca, Walmart, or Sam. At that very moment when she passed by, the only thing you can say at that very moment is, damn.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it. I know the listeners, the people in the chat room that are hanging out with us, I know they enjoyed it as well. I appreciate you being here with us. We'll definitely have to have you come back. But before we let you go, we just want to give you an opportunity to share any last words. If you want to give any other websites or information that people can get in touch with you, feel free to do so. Thank you again.
Well, let me first give a shout out to Momitza, both of my assistants, who make sure that I'm where I need to be, when I need to be, on time. And so both of them, and then, you know, the Stewart Foundation, if you get an opportunity, you know, go and check it out, thestewartfoundation.com. See a lot of the things that we're doing. If you want to make a contribution, you know, no contribution is too small, $5, $10, whatever, we'll take it. And if you get an opportunity, go to hankstewart.bandcamp.com and download, you know, a couple of the latest pieces that I've done, and you can take those and you also, you know, contribute into the foundation as well. But I just want to say thank you for allowing me to come on and share just a little part of me with your listeners. I take that, I'm humbled by it, to be asked, and so I just want to take this time to say thank you.
We appreciate it, and you're a blessing to all of us. So continue to do what you do, and we'll definitely be supporting you. And the next time you have an event, I'll make sure I'm there. I think the last one you had, I was out of town. We'll definitely make sure we support and get the word out about everything that you're doing. We did post the websites in the chat room as well, so if you haven't had a chance to write them down, you can go and check the chat room and make sure you support what this brother is doing. So thank you again. We'll be in touch for sure, and just keep us posted.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with a friend of mine. We'll hear from Tadisha Soul Scribe Taylor right after this. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
It's a new year. Are you ready for a new start, a new life, a fresh beginning to success and happiness? Then your time is now. Let this be the year that you begin the life you have always wanted. And the best part? It begins right here, right now, in front of your own computer. Design Your Life. It's the Design Your Life Super Conference, a free two-day webinar. Saturday, January 26th and Sunday, January 27th from noon till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Featuring 10 of the nation's best minds in wellness. including from the Michael Bixby Show, Dr. Jaleesa. Also, are you ready for your breakthrough? Dr. Steve Todman. And highly touted by motivator Les Brown, it's the possibilitarian himself, Chris Gloss, the Design Your Life Super Conference, hosted by the messenger Clark Garrison and Coach Kevin Brown. Register within the next 24 hours and receive a free gift. Go to dylsuperconference.com to register and for more information. That's dylsuperconference.com.
Two questions. How's your New Year's resolution going? And how can the world's leading weight loss challenge get any better? Well, the 90-Day Body by Vi Challenge is offering you a chance to join the challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. Go to 123shakes.com and find out why over 6,000 people a day are joining the 90-Day Challenge. Try on your own challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. You're going to love this. Or are you going to stay with your unresolution? Go to 123shakes.com. Get your challenge on.
All right, we're back here on Fellas Night Out. I'm your host, C. Nathaniel Brown. You can just call me Chuck. We're having a fantastic show. Thank you again for Hank Stewart being with us. Before we go to SoulScribe, I just want to let you know that L&B Tax Service is the Survival Radio Network's official tax provider. If you have tax needs, and you definitely should have tax needs coming up with all the changes in the laws, you want to make sure that everything is covered. You can go to lbtaxservice.com. Or you can call them at 678-213-1141. That's L&B Tax Service. So make sure you give them a call if you have tax service needs. All right. Right now we're going to go and talk with a friend of mine. Her name is Soul Scribe. Are you there with us? Miss Soul Scribe,
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How
yes,
are you
are.
Doing?
I'm doing good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. Excited to be on the show. Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us here on Fellas Night Out. Just like I mentioned before, callers, listeners, if you're out there, if you have questions or comments for SoulScribe, feel free to call in at 917-932-1078. So, how are things with you? It's been a while since we've actually been in the same room at the same time, but I've been keeping up with you on Facebook, Twitter, seeing some things going on. Everything is well?
Yes, yes. I am. I'm very blessed. You know, I really I'm excited about, you know, all of the things that I have going on. Atlanta has really embraced me, you know, as a spoken word artist, and I just, you know, I'm grateful for it. I've been having a lot of fun, you know, with what I've been doing. And, you know, I want to thank you, you know, for doing my first spoken word video. You know I've thanked you before, but, you know, my very first video down at Piedmont Park with mm-hmm. you, you know, and it was hot, but we had a good time, and I appreciate yeah. it. It was good.
No problem. It was definitely a pleasure to do it. And for those of you who have not seen that video is in the Fellas Night Out radio group as well. So you can go and take a look at that, or you can search on YouTube,
yes.
search SoulScribe, and you'll find it there, or you can search C. Nathaniel Brown, and you'll find it. Take a look at it. Let us know what you think. We had a great time doing it. Shout out to my man, Dan D. Rand Ransom, who co-directed it with me. But thank you for allowing us to do it, because we all just had a great time that day. Tell us a little bit about what you have going on now with your poetry, your spoken word. You doing anything that we should know about?
I've got some of everything going on, but you know, right now I just got involved with Poetry Out Loud, which is a national competition for high school students. Where they get to recite poetry, other people's poetry, you know, some of the great and that you study in literature and things like that. And so I just got involved with that through the Atlanta History Center. So I'm excited about that. I'm a judge on the panel. I am also getting ready to start rehearsing for a skit for Black History Month that the Roswell Roots Celebration is having on February 10th. So this will be kind of my first play or skit, you know, that I'll be doing, but I'm excited about it. It's the iconic Black woman production, and I'm working with Daisy Thames and a bunch of people on that, so I'm excited. It's some of everything going on. There's a lot going on. Of course, you can keep up with me on Facebook, things like that.
Right. Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about how, you know, what your writing process is. Does it just flow? Do you do the same thing that Hank does, you know, get it from the news, things going on around you? What's your process?
Oh, wow. There really is no process for, you know, a new piece coming to you. You know, I could be driving down the road. I could be listening to, you know, a song. It could be, you know, just life in general, watching the news or, you know, watching my son, you know, or, you know, through a conversation with someone. Like Hank said earlier, you know, so many things around you can constantly inspire you. You know, you start having thoughts about things. And then you want to maybe put it out, but you don't know how to put it out to the person, or, you know, you just want to express it further. And so, but that's kind of the process. And then, you know, I start, you know, scribbling here and there, if it's on a napkin, if I have to pull over off the side of the road, you know, there's just so many ways that that can come about. And sometimes it takes months to write a piece, and sometimes it takes 5 minutes.
Okay. So are you like me, where you have like a million pieces of scrap paper in your pocket, and everywhere you turn and you try to piece it together and remember if it's part of the same poem or anything like that?
No, not quite, but I do have a lot of journals around the house. You know, I love journals.
Okay.
And I'm always buying one, and I'll start a poem and one, and then, you know, another book, and I have to find out what book I was writing in earlier that started the other poem. So I have, they're all over the house, from journals to just regular, you know, notepads. So, you know, I'll write a little bit here and there, you know, when the vibe or moment hits me, you know. So.
Okay. Now, do you remember your first poem?
Oh, I do remember my first poem. It's not as good as Hank was.
Well, you heard mine, so, you know.
I'll amuse everyone, and I used to listen to a lot of Salt-N-Pepa. I know a lot of people know that. They really inspired me, and I was like, wow, these women, you know, they are doing it. They are representing for women. They are speaking out. They are, you know, the hip-hop and rap is always so heavily dominated with men, you know, and to see women come out so boldly, you know, and express themselves, you know, was really cool for me. So my first piece that I wrote, it's corny, but it was, you know, it was I'm smooth, lovable, untouchable. You can't touch me because I'm professional. I'm that type that is just too hype. You want to get with me, just to rack the mic. And so it was just really, really crazy.
Okay. I can see you in your salt and pepper outfit doing your thing.
Yeah, you know, with my hair to the side, brown on one side.
I hear you. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play your great piece that you sent us. I know it's still a work in progress, but I'm sure the people are going to love it.
Yes.
So it's called Taste the Rainbow.
Yes,
is there anything you want to tell us about it?
The piece was inspired, of course, by the Trayvon Martin incident. And, you know, I was watching the news, and I was watching my son play in the living room, and it really just kind of, I couldn't help but write. You know, I didn't write it intentionally or, you know, for anyone to say, well, she's got a piece, you know, but it was just something that really came to me, and I'm just working on it. It's going to be on my album that's coming out later this year. And I kind of just wanted to share with everyone and kind of give them a little taste of what it's going to, you know, sound like.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to Taste the Rainbow, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more.
Okay.
There is so much I want to say as I sit and watch my son play. My heart aches, my voice trembles. Swell with tears as I watch him. Listen to him laugh. Praise to God he's never done down the street. But the reality is all too real. Stop watching the news because I got tired of hearing stories of young black men being killed. Didn't realize that turning a blind eye, well, that makes me a killer too. Could never imagine the pain that a mother feels when she loses the life that she gave life to. See, for too long, too many of us have stood by without taking a stand. It's as if we're seated in a movie theater, watching life play out in front of us, and we either applaud or scream boo. A sensationalized reality. Another day, another dollar, we just go on with our lives. It's as if we're walking around dead on the inside with no conviction to do something, to be someone that makes a change. Instead, we drive safely in our own lanes because that's where we're told to stay, afraid that we might crash and die. But sometimes you have to switch things up a bit, you know, sort of like Martin, Malcolm, and Medgar did. Got tired of hearing the same storylines, decided to write their own with a different end. See, how many more do we have to lose to racism and injustice that is slowly taking our black men one by one like a sharpshooter perfectly shooting their targets dead? This modern day lynching has got to stop. Reminiscent of the days of Emmett Till and Rosa Parks when men wore white hoodies, didn't hesitate to kill at will, and yeah, they were suspicious, but only suspicious of doing their job. Now they wear black robes, uniforms, and suits and ties, but still see with the same set of eyes. See, it doesn't matter if you live in the hood or the burbs. The struggle is the same everywhere, but see, we're so busy pointing out our differences and separating ourselves by the possession of material things. What if we stood together again? Instead, our children are walking around talking about wearing Gucci and Prada at the same time. Really, is that what's on your mind? See, how about you march for justice and hold a picket sign at the same time? Because the next time it could be you or your brother or your mother or your father or your sister. See, these seeds of hate were planted at birth, watered and nurtured, but they just grew into weeds, so it's time to cut them down, let them stand our ground. See, we've been reminded by a different Martin that we must continue to fight. He carried Skittles in his pocket, and I can't help but see the symbolism of the taste of the rainbow. See, Martin Luther King Jr. fought for diversity, and he wanted to taste the rainbow. Your fist in the air if you too would like to taste the rainbow.
All right, that was Taste the Rainbow by Kadisha Soul Scribe Taylor. Thank you so much for sharing that with the listeners. I'm sure they enjoyed that as well. If you are just joining us or if you pop back in, we're talking with Soul Scribe, poet and spoken word artist here on Fellas Night Out, right here on the Survival Radio Network, the network you can't live without. I'm your host, C. Nathaniel Brown, and we're having a great time tonight. Thank you, everyone who is joining us in the chat room, those who are listening on the phone, wherever you are, and those of you who are listening long after this has been recorded, because you will have an opportunity to hear it later as well. So if anyone didn't hear it, make sure that you send them the link so that they can hear this awesome talent that we have on Fellas Night Out. So I'm going to get back to, you mentioned your album that you have, that you're working on, that's going to be coming out later this year. Tell us a little bit about that. Do you have a name for it or anything yet?
I've been playing around with some names for the album, but I do think that one that's really sticking out in my head right now is Unboxed, UNBOXED. So, you know, kind of unboxed from all the things that people try to you know, make you be, or the categories that they try to put you in as far as a poet, you know, it's something that I feel like would really describe me right now, because I write about everything, you know, so many different things inspire me to write and share.
You're going to be toward the end of the year, or do you not know yet?
I have a target of June. It might push it back a little bit, but I would like to try to get it out around mid-June.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that you've been writing for a while from your Salt and Pepper days. how long have you been actually performing live?
Wow, let's see. I started performing when I was in college, and so I think I was probably about 23, you know, or 22, something like that, when I first started going to open mics. And, you know, what I won't even call it performing, because, you know, it was, like you said, a reading. You know, I would, you know, get up there with my journal and, you know, just kind of read whatever it was that I wrote, not much emotion. You know, just, okay, I'm going to read you. It was kind of like a bedtime story almost. I'm just going to read this to you, and then we're going to go home. And, you know, not really much of a performance, but I did. It was in front of, you know, an audience, and it was on stage. And that was back in Montgomery, Alabama, at a open mic that I started going to called Vibes and Verses. And it was kind of, you know, the start of, you know, me actually being able to get on stage and perform. There was also an organization that I was in, an arts organization called Gamma Soul, and it was also part of what nurtured me as an artist, with poetry, and we did, you know, we did all kinds of things. We did plays at the university, and so it was kind of the start of, you know, something that has really lasted a long time, or that I've come back around to, you know, now that I've kind of gotten, you know, older and, you know, graduated and, you know, in my career and things like that. So
how has things changed in terms of spoken word and performances and things like that? Have you seen many changes, good, bad?
Wow. Since I first started, there's been a lot of changes. You know, poets, you know, it's about, you know, getting on stage and connecting with the audience, you know, and making sure that, you know, you put a little bit of, like you said, you know, a little bit of theater into it, you know, so that you can express yourself and that you can get your message across to people, you know, to use inflection, to, you know, to portray what it is that you're trying to say through your words and through your voice. And so it has really changed, because it definitely wasn't like that for me when I first started. And I really didn't see a lot of poets, you know, who kind of even did that, you know, back then. But, you know, now you go to an open mic. When I first moved to Atlanta and went to my first open mic, I had my journal with me, and no one else in the room had paper or journal or anything. And I watched these people get on stage and just perform the piece, you know, from memory. You know, they put, you know, put everything into it. They, you know, whether it was a love piece or whether it was a political piece, you know, and it was interesting. I was like, well, you know, what is this? And I never went back with another journal. I promised myself after that there was no, I was embarrassed. I was like, I'm not going back with, you know, a book and every, you know, I can do what they're doing, you know. And so it was kind of inspiring for me, you know, to see that, you know, people really took this to poets took this to another level. And there's a lot of people before me, you know, and I'm sure that in other places they've been doing it this way maybe for a long time. But in Montgomery, Alabama, you know, it was not quite the same as far as the level of, you know, performance that was put into poetry.
Okay. And where do you see things going?
Where do I see it going? I see some really great things. You know, just with my poetry alone, you know, I have the open mics are great, but, you know, I also see that, you know, a lot of people are starting to appreciate poetry and spoken word. They, you know, are including, you know, poets in their events, you know, whether it be an R&B or neo soul concert. You know, Hank Stewart has definitely contributed to a lot of, you know, what I've been doing, and I appreciate him for that. You know, he has, you know, he has White Linen, he has, you know, Hot Chocolate Affair and different things like that. And so I see more of the shows, you know, embracing poets to come on board and share with, you know, an audience that may not go to an open mic or who has never maybe even gone to an open mic. And, you know, of course, with television, you know, of course, you had HBO Death Poetry back in the day. Now you have, you know, Verses and Flow and BET, you know. And it's just a lot of people are really starting to embrace it and realize that there's a lot of substance in it and appreciating it. So I just hope that it continues, you know, to grow the movement, you know, and people really see that poetry is a great thing and, you know, for people to express themselves and to get things out and inspire people, you know. So I think it's
absolutely
a great way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my my hope and my prayer as well, and I'll do my part to help get it out there and support.
Thank you.
Because
mm-hmm.
you guys do something that, you know, when I started writing, I never envisioned it developing so far as poetry, and now you guys are taking it to a whole nother level, and I can only imagine what's going to come down the road just because of people like yourself, like Hank, like the Academy, and all of the other people that are out there doing it. So I appreciate you for that. I'm just going to wrap up the show real quick. I want to give a couple of things, and then I'm going to let you close us out. You can do something live for us. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, great. So thank you again, everyone who has tuned in, those of you in the chat room, on the phone, people that sent out messages to have people listen in. We appreciate you. It's been a phenomenal show. I want to thank everyone for it. Please come back and join us next week at 10 o'clock as well. We'll have a phenomenal show that we're putting together for you, including Pastor Sabrina McKenzie from the new style reality TV show, Big Atlanta Rich, or Big Rich Atlanta. And we have some other great news and information for you as well. So please make sure you come back for that. The next show on the Survival Radio Network is tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon, and that's Emerge Today with host Monique Stoner. So please tune in for that and keep supporting the Survival Radio Network. So, Soul Scribe, you can take us out tonight with one of your pieces.
Okay, how about I do the one that we did for the video? Trying to bring it back around. So it's called Reflections of Home. He was like a fantasy in my dream, had me thinking of things unforeseen. I mean, his smoothed out melodic style was something I hadn't seen in a while. Each time I see him, my heart takes a side, because he's got me feeling some kind of way, and he's like my natural high. That's where I could sit here and watch him all night long, smiling at me and telling me I'm the notes to his song. And even though I think I deserve it, I feel like it's a mistake that someone of his divine beauty could love me the way he does. I swear to God, this must be fate. He, like a reflection of me, I mean, could he be my soulmate? And it's like you want me to write about you. Dot every I, cross every T, reminiscent of the things that you can do. And I'm writing our happy ever after. Picket fence, children running through the house with laughter. Ink slowly dripping down, jotting memories of you and I. My soul, bare naked, revealing all that's inside. And these constant lingering thoughts of you can't be so good for me. You've got me roaming through the street searching aimlessly. I need you here with me to love, kiss, caress, touch, taste every inch of me. I need you. Yeah, you and me. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you again. Thank you, Hank Stewart, for joining us tonight on Fellows Night Out. Please come back and join us next week at 10 o'clock. We'll see you then. Have a great night, and God bless.